shower, just singing in the shower.
Brenda, get out of my shower. Let the listeners in. Thanks to Tile Style, the ultimate destination for bathrooms, wood flooring and tiles, our prize is a voucher to the value of €2,500. It's time to play Mooney's Singing in the Shower.
Yeah, you seem to like singing in the shower, I have to say. Very good afternoon to you. Let's find out who our mystery singer in the shower is right now. When I say let's find out, I mean let's have a little earwig at the person and see who's in there, see if we can figure out who
say
it is.
Say it's true.
Say it's true.
There's nothing like me and you.
Well, that's a bit obvious today, in fairness.
I'm not alone.
Well, been
tell me you feel it too. And I would run away.
Oh, I know who it is.
Everybody knows who it is.
It's your man from Westlife, Shane Finer.
Is it?
Could be.
You can text 51551 or email Mooney at rte.ie. If you're prepared to sing in our shower, we would love to hear from you too. The same contact details, text 51551 or email Mooney at rte.ie. If you're prepared to get into that shower, our shower, and sing live on air today. Lots of people did it in the last couple of days. Let's have a listen to who is in our shower. Oh, the amount of steam in this room. I can barely find my way to the shower door. Where's the handle? In you go, Kelly. Kelly McCauley, there she is.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you do me wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Why won't you take the day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm.
Well done, Kelly. Mind your step. Floor's wet. I wonder, can Nicholas McCullough beat that? Let's get him in. Open the door again.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody can paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon forgets the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above, to try and paint a portrait of my love.
Final contestant today, it's Colette O'Toole. Roll it there, Colette.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
But I remember. remember, if you want to sing an Irish shower, all you got to do is record yourself singing in your bathroom. Don't need necessarily to be taking a shower at the same time. Be careful, you know, it's wetter than that. Anyway, listen, you're not children. You know what to do. Send it in, record it on your iPhone and send it to mooney@rte.ie. Take all necessary precautions when you're doing it. Get them in ASAP if you would, because our final is next Thursday. That is, what day is today? Is today Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is Tuesday.
So it's next Thursday week.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the final. So get them all in before next Tuesday, okay? Just to let you know, Monday will really be the last day. So if you want to sing in the shower, if you're a member of an amateur musical society or something like that, and you want to give yourself a little plug, there's the perfect opportunity to do it. If you want to come singing live on air, email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. You still haven't guessed who our mystery singer in the shower is. Now, let me just go through some of the names. Hi, Derek. This is the mystery singer in the shower today is Daniel O'Donnell, says Dave in Dublin. No, it isn't. Can we have a little listen as I'm reading these out? Derek, that's Ronan Keating singing in the shower. No, it's not Ronan Keating. That's Sinead O'Connor's latest song. I heard it on with Dave Fanning on Saturday. I agree that Derek should leave enough time for quiz answers. Okay. Derek, please say hello to all the people in Bristol Supermare. Brilliant food, and the chef is an okay guy called Sean. That's in Bristol there. Hi, Derek, you're as good as a tonic. Hang on, who's what my... let me see, where are the people who are guessing? Hi, Derek, that's Johnny Logan singing in the shower.
Oh, interesting.
Johnny Logan.
Take me to church. Take me to church. Yeah. Take me to church.
Well, Susan says, get over yourself, Derek. Everybody knows it's Brian Kennedy.
Yeah.
And it is Brian Kennedy.
Good
Brian,
afternoon.
How are you? You must have been doing nothing today. We managed to get you in.
Oh, my goodness me. Exactly. Well, I was having a shower. There I was having a shower. And suddenly there was a microphone thrust through the curtain.
You know Gary Barlow.
I do a little bit, yes. We once shared, can I say this on your programme? We did once share a bed once, but let me explain.
Under what circumstances?
In Hillsborough Castle, I was up performing at a fundraiser thing up there as a guest of Mo Mullum, the late, the great Mo Mullum. Mm-hmm. And then she said to us, do you want to see where the Queen usually sleeps? And she actually said something else that I don't think I can say on the radio. So we went to see that first. And then she took us into the bed. So me and Gary Barlow and Mo Mullum got into the bed under the covers and had a photograph taken.
Excuse
me. So we've technically been to bed. Yeah.
And who was in the middle?
I think I was.
Oh, look at you. Best of
the
both
sandwich,
worlds.
Exactly. It was Mo Mullum and Gary Barlow.
Mo Mullum was some character, though, wasn't she?
I
really
adored that woman. She was just fantastic. I sang for her loads of times up there, and I have beautiful little notes from her on her little kind of blue personalised paper that she gave me up from Hillsborough. A fantastic woman, and she absolutely changed the shape of that part of the country. And I don't think the peace process would have moved forward without her.
Yeah.
You know, and as usual, it takes
very,
a woman
if you'll
to
excuse
do these
the terminology, yeah. Very disarming.
Yeah. Exactly, because sometimes she would just overheat. You know? She would just overheat in a meeting and then just pull her wig off, you know, because she had terrible cancer. So she'd just pull her wig off and go, oh, I'm roasting, I'm taking that off. And, of course, that would also disarm people too.
Mm.
I had dinner at her house a couple of times with Piers Morgan and people like that over in London. Kind of an extraordinary woman.
Was she liked by the Labour Party, I wonder? I always felt that Tony Blair was looking over his shoulder at Mo Mullum.
I always thought she was loved she by was, the
no,
foot shot soldiers. Yeah.
I know, but I often felt the people above her were going to send her over to Northern Ireland to keep her out of the way.
I was going to say exactly that. Let's just say that I don't think people are queuing up to take that post. So I think if you're given Northern Ireland a secretary job, it says something that's not quite positive.
Yeah, it's a tough old gig. Did you hear me talking about the PSNI yesterday giving me a lift?
I didn't.
Yeah, they gave me a lift in the back of one of their Land Rover Tangies on Saturday. Yeah. I was very taken aback and surprised, but I was saying, I'm sure some people listening won't see it as, won't take the story, you know, just be a little bit annoyed at even mentioning it.
Right.
But it was, you know, not everybody would have had pleasant experiences necessarily.
I've had many, many pleasant experiences. I mean, for example, I'm going down to Dingle this weekend and we got stuck out in the middle of nowhere and the local police just went, oh, where are you staying? We're like, we don't know. It's a house and describe it. We described it like, oh, we know exactly where that is. So they took us out in the back of the car.
The guards.
Yeah, they were
there.
Right.
You go.
Mm. Oh, I'm a big
fan
of the guards.
Had the guards given anybody a lift?
I'm a big fan of the guards. I mean, who's the first person you ring when you've got trouble or someone's breaking into your house or something? You ring the guards.
Brenda.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You speed dial Brenda, then you ring the guards. No, I'm a big fan of the guards, I must say. I really am.
Good man.
Not for the reasons you think, Derek Mooney.
I wasn't thinking anything.
Look at that face.
I'm perfectly honest with you. Anyway, it's just coming up to 4 o'clock. I just want to read out a couple of emails. Hang on a second. Would your mystery singer be Brian Kennedy? I think it is. Hi, Derek. I was nominated for the Ice Bucket Challenge. I don't want to do it. And I wish people would quit copycatting everything on Facebook. What a load of Muppets we've turned into, says Jimmy, who's listening in Dingle. Ah, come on.
I'll see you at the weekend in Dingle. I'm going to Dingle on Saturday.
Well, Jimmy, throw your bucket of ice over Brian.
Wait till I've sung, though. I've got to sing first.
What are you going to sing?
Well, you'll hit the high notes, though, Brian.
Oh,
with the ice
very
bucket,
good, Brenda.
Yeah.
I'm going. Our lovely Oliver Hughes is relaunching Founding Father. It's a wonderful distillery making Irish whiskey, Irish vodka, Irish gin, all of that kind of stuff. So it's in a beautiful building right down there in Dingle. I went last year. We're going this year, this weekend. So it's going to be great.
And you're going to be singing at a festival.
Yeah.
The Rose of Tralee Festival is on today, and we're hearing all sorts of stories from last year. Remember, somebody proposed to somebody on the stage.
Oh, yes.
And the somebody who proposed to somebody, and the somebody who said yes, got married to the somebody who proposed on the stage.
Right.
All love and dove. And you're going to a gay matchmaking festival.
I'm going to a gay matchmaking festival. Our wonderful panty is comparing. My old housemate, Catherine Lynch, is also performing.
I love Catherine Lynch.
Yeah,
she is
so do
funny.
I. She's one of the funniest people I ever met. And I'm going to perform at it, yeah. And hopefully some lovely gay people are going to get together and form wonderful relationships and get civilly partnered.
Is it like Stu Varna?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. I think so. So maybe you should come down to do a piece about
it. And is there like dancing and...
Come on, it's a gay gathering. Of course there's dancing.
Right. And singing and all that kind of stuff.
No, but you know what I mean.
Hang on a second. Is it not open to everybody?
Yes, of course. We're not excluding anybody. Absolutely.
We can't discriminate.
Even if you're straight, Derek, you can come along.
Right, I'll be there.
Yeah,
see
right.
You there.
No, of course, it'll be. I think it's just one of the ways in which our country is really changing. That this is able to go ahead at all.
A matchmaking festival.
Yeah,
in Lisdoon Varna.
Yeah, Lisdoon Varna.
Is it in Lisdoon Varna?
Yes.
That
was a guess, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
that was a guess.
See, that's how in touch you are, you see.
And you're playing the Sugar Club as well.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm very excited to announce that I just came back from Edinburgh, where I debuted this new show that I'm doing called A Love Letter to Joni Mitchell from the same album that I've
made. You're not still going on about that,
are you? Listen, I'm only getting started, Derek Mooney. Only getting started. And so I tried it out in Edinburgh, basically.
Yeah.
And... it just went brilliantly well. So I'm going to do quite a chunk of my set of the Joni Mitchell stuff. So that's on the 6th of November in the Sugar Club. I've never really played in the Sugar Club before. I've been at a few events in there, but looking forward to doing that. So tickets on sale right now.
I was at a cooking demonstration in the Sugar Club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was, yeah. Where you kind of go along and you see the person make the food,
right.
And then you eat the food.
Well,
that'd be a cookery demonstration.
That's what it was.
It's a beautiful venue. I really love it. Yeah. I saw Catherine Lynch there, actually, the last time I went there. So it's a beautiful place to go. It's very intimate. It's a couple of hundred, 250 people, maybe. Hmm. So it's up close and personal.
And you're doing the rounds, because I think I heard you on Terry Wogan a few weeks ago.
You did. You absolutely
did. On BBC Radio 2.
He's been a supporter over the years, I must say. He's a great fella, Limerick's own. And especially when I first recorded You Raise Me Up and all of that, he was one of the first people to really get behind it. And, of course, my connection with Eurovision. He was very complimentary to me in 2006 when I represented us. So, yeah, and I've kind of met him over the years socially, but this time around, he and also Michael Ball, I think, suggested, because Michael's got his own show too. So, yeah, they had me in and I sang a few things. And he was in brilliant form. I met his wife as well, who I'd never met before. She comes to the show all the time, sits kind of in the other room waiting to...
I'm sure somebody has to take the man home.
Well, somebody's got to take him to lunch,
you,
I think.
Did you ask him, does he miss doing the Eurovision commentary?
Well, do you know what? I did ask him that.
And what
That's
did he
so
say?
Funny.
Did he leave it or did it leave him?
Well, I think he said it was time to just kind of move on. And Graham is such a brilliant, you know, a successor. I think Graham Norton's brilliant at it too. Of course, it's our own Marty Whelan. I mean, I always switch between the two, I have to tell you. I'm always listening to both of them. So, yeah. Bring on Eurovision, I say. You've gone all kind of, you've glazed over, Derek.
No.
What's going on?
You see, when you want people to talk... You just stay back and you say nothing. And you see if they'll give you any gossip.
Oh, okay.
So I was waiting for you to say, did he really leave it or did it leave him? Did they say, Terry, look, we're time now to move on?
Why don't we just ring him up and ask him?
No, no.
You know him well enough, do you?
No, he wouldn't take my calls. I used to love Terry Wogan doing it, I have to tell you.
You used to love him?
Well, he's not doing it anymore. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. You thought you'd just kind of gone off him.
No, not at all.
Do you like Graham?
No, I always like Terry. I do like Graham, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, when you get used to hearing somebody... And you want to keep listening to them.
Terry had that way.
It took me a while to get used to Graham doing it, but I have gotten used to it now.
He was being sarcastic.
And yeah, and it has nothing to do with who's good. Like, nobody's better. Nobody's worse.
Sure.
Somebody's different.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's all it is. It's like this. I'll be gone from this someday, and there'll be somebody else sitting here, and Gabe Byrne was gone.
Thought.
No. But you just go, and that's. And about 5 minutes later, people have forgotten you were ever there.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care anyway. That's the truth of it. But they get used to listening to people. As I do as a radio listener myself.
Yes.
You know, if I'm listening and Sean O'Rourke isn't on, I think, where's Sean O'Rourke?
Yes.
Why isn't Sean doing it today?
Sure.
And you do, and you, and no matter how good or how bad the other person is, that's kind of irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you're used to listening to that particular individual.
No, I agree.
If Joe's not on Liveline, I kind of think I'm on. Have I walked into the wrong building?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
He's just used to a voice. So I was used to Terry Wogan doing it all those years.
Yeah,
and listening to him. And then when Graham came along, I thought, where's Terry Wogan gone? So there you
Well,
go.
He's still in brilliant form, I have to tell you. He was full of jokes and messing around and all of that. You know, he was in really good form.
Yeah, well, great.